Thanks for tuning in and thanks for coming in, Devonport Mayor Alison Jarman. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Council meeting last night is a fair bit on. But first, you wanted to congratulate the crew from the Cove. Picked up a National Tourism Award.
Oh, I'm just so pleased for the Robinsons. They've done so much work out there and I don't think anyone has ever said anything but the best about that venue. They've done so much wonderful work there. It's the most specky spot.
Yeah, isn't it?
And they've won a national award. So it's the 2022 AHA National Awards for Excellence. And they've received Best Tourism Initiative. So that's a national award.
Fantastic.
Incredible. Yeah.
So well done to Kim and Bruce and everyone there. That's terrific.
It's massive. It's great.
How good was the Christmas party on Thursday night? I just, like, it, you know, it was early. It was November. But seeing the kids all dressed up in their Christmas gear, it felt like Christmas. So.
And weren't we lucky with the weather?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the one thing you can't control, Darren.
Yeah.
But, look, the Christmas parade was just magic. And I was just so impressed with the effort from everybody, not just the people doing the wonderful floats and the kids walking through and all that type of thing. It was how well everyone behaved.
Yeah.
Plus how great are our SES.
Terrific.
The emergency crews that come and look after the whole place for us and make sure that everyone's safe, block off the roads for us. I mean, council do the blocking of the roads, but they look after it all night for us. And we're really, really pleased that they go to such an effort for us.
Yeah, awesome. Right, so this weekend, Saturday, it's Christmas in the East Devonport. So Santa's going around from about 4 o'clock.
Yeah. So about 3:30, we do think, actually. So it's called Christmas in the East Santa Run. And, yes, it starts about 3:30, goes through till about 5. There is a plan of the map of the road track that they're going to do.
Hmm.
And that is on our Devonport Events page.
Right.
So if they want to go to the Facebook or if they want to ring council, whatever they want to do to find out where it's going to be so that they can get their kids in a great spot. And it is. It's a really, really nice way to do it.
Fantastic. Then Sunday carols at Valley Road from, I think that starts at 7-ish. Yeah?
Yes. And that'll be, yes, when you say Valley Road, people must remember it's at the soccer grounds this year. It's the first time we've used that venue.
Hmm.
So please, if everyone can remember that, that would be great. And, yeah, it'll be really wonderful. Run by Sir Optimus every year and they're marvellous.
And they've also, you know, they've got that little grandstand as well. So you can sit in the grandstand and watch the carols.
Yeah, but bring a blanket.
Yeah.
Bring a couple of chairs if you feel like it. You know, make yourselves comfortable so you want to, you know, sit and really enjoy it in comfort.
Yeah. All right. So that's Sunday night at Valley Road. And I know the council's got the Christmas lights and decorations for residents and businesses to take part as well. So that's on. So if you haven't got your Christmas lights up, do that. Yep. And has the tree gone up in the mall yet?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we've got wonderful artwork from different schools that surround it every year, and it's just lovely to see. Really, really clever artwork. And then we've got the Volunteers Breakfast coming up next Tuesday, the 6th of December at 7 o'clock in Market Square. So you must RSVP. That is the only thing that we do want to know. You're all very, very welcome to come. It's a free breakfast put on, and the council staff will be cooking, and the councillors will be there. But if you want to call council on 64240511 to let us know you're coming, that's all. We need numbers, that's all.
Mm-hmm. And Breakfast in the Park is back. So we're doing that Friday the 23rd, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, look, it's a wonderful thing. Big kudos to Lynn Laycock, our ex-councillor now, who started that all those many years ago. Gee, I couldn't tell you. It's more than 20. Probably 30, I don't know. Yes, and the wonderful Rotary Clubs all come together and put that on, and it is a lovely day, and hopefully the weather behaves and everyone can have a good time.
It's my favourite broadcasting day of the year.
There you go.
Yeah, get outside, get Christmassy. All right, so more details on that coming up on 7AD over the next week or so for sure. Now, you mentioned Market Square there earlier. You wanted to give those guys a plug?
Oh, yeah, the Twilight Market. That's this Friday night. That'll start from 4 to 8. They're doing a really, really great job with that. Well done, Bell, that runs it. And it starts from 4, goes through till 8, and that's their Christmas one. So, you know, we had one 2 weeks ago. Now we're having this one, and then that'll be it for the year. So get along because there's some wonderful stores and some wonderful food, and the atmosphere down there is awesome.
Mm. Now, council business last night. Have you ticked off on the e-scooters or what?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, right. So the trial will start. We've done a lot of research. We know there's a lot of controversy about the e-scooters, but there are a lot of people that do want to see us have a go at seeing how that would work in our city. We've looked at a lot of the different councils, not just in Tassie, but right around the country, on how they're, what's worked, what hasn't worked, and we have decided that a trial would be better and keep it out of the CBD and to put it on the main Victoria pathway, Victoria Parade pathway. Yes, there's been concerns saying, well, that's where we walk. Why would you want more traffic on the pathways? We get that. However, this is the one thing we can control. We can control the speed. We can control the people that use them. And there is a lot of control when you actually use the device itself. You have to be able to put it back up and sit it properly. You have to take a photo for the people. Otherwise, they keep charging you if you don't leave it somewhere safe. So there are a lot of different measures that we've put into place for this trial. And at the end of the day, if we think something untowards happened, we can just pull the pin.
So when do you want to start the trial?
As soon as possible. So we've put the decided on the company that we're going to use. It's the same company that's working in Burnie. They're the purple ones. And I must admit, they're not as bright as the orange ones, which is good. And I don't like them sitting around and you can see all the orange. But anyway, that's in Hobart. And we do understand that with the concerns. So the best thing we can say to people out there is, take photos. If you think someone's doing something wrong, take a photo, send it into council. Let us know. The more you can let us know, the more we can try and control this and make everyone happy with it.
Righto.
Thank you.
Waterfront Park, have we got a name officially yet or not?
No, no drum roll.
Damn.
Sorry. look, and I really respect the councillors for last night. We had a really robust discussion and debate at our workshop previously about this. We've got new councillors on board. This is something that came from the previous council. It was a notice of motion, and we've put it out for community consultation, but it's so close, we can't decide. And we're probably not really happy with the names ourselves because the one for Lions has got the word plaza with it, which we don't really think suits the area. And the Waterfront Park name, well, the whole precinct's called Waterfront Precinct. So that's why there's a bone of contention at the moment. So what we've decided through the councillors in a decision last night is to put it back to another workshop so that we can really look at it. Because there were some great names given, like only one or two, from other people as well.
Yeah.
And we haven't really given that a chance either. So it's a huge thing. This is going to be a permanent name.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. So, you know, that'll be there for 100 years at least, the name of that park. So,
So we want to make sure that we're doing the right thing and making a really good decision. So the best thing to do is to control it and say, no, we're not happy. We're not going to make a decision tonight. We'll put it back to a workshop.
Right, fair enough.
So hold that thought.
Okay. You wanted to mention the pontoon.
Yeah, so Councillor Martin put up that he wanted council to consider taking over the Western Pontoon.
Yeah.
The problem with that is the pontoon could not be in very good condition. We also don't know what's going on with the ferry with the company that has asked to take over the ferry. So we need more information. So, yes, some were saying they were quite happy with the notice of motion the way it was written because it was a little bit more open and did give us some choices. However, council decision was that we will not go through with that decision-making about the pontoon until we've got more information about the actual ferry and the business case coming from that company.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a workshop about that soon into the new year, as soon as possible. We understand we want to try and get this ferry back on the water. We know people want it. We're just trying to do it in the best measure.
All right, so you're fully in support of that ferry coming back,
Oh, I would love to see the ferry back on the water. Yeah. We just got to do it properly. And who's going to pay for it?
Well, exactly. I mean, it's beautiful and everyone loves to see it, but you got to weigh it up with the economics. That's, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Only thing else I've got on my list is Wilson Street. So, you know, we're getting some fine weather, so they're getting through with it.
Yeah. Yeah. William Street or Wilson
Street? Sorry, did I say Wilson Street?
Wilson Street's in Burnie, so I was a bit confused. William Street's all done.
It's finished, has it?
William Street's all
well,
done.
Well, I drove there probably a week ago.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It took me ages to get down to it.
It's all done. And please go along to William Street Meats and look after
great,
him.
Great, great.
So look after the guy at William Street Meats.
Parents of kids at Reece High will be very, very happy.
Yeah, it was actually done ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
I know it seemed a long time, but it needed doing. And we have to do it in the good weather.
Yeah.
So, and of course, the bad weather held it up a little bit, but we actually did it ahead of schedule.
Oh, that's awesome. Very good news.
All done.
That's all I've got for you. Anything else you want to mention?
No, all good, mate. But I'm really, really happy to come and talk to you. It's wonderful that you let me do this. And I just hope everyone realises it's 26 days to Christmas.
Hey, November 29 today. All right, we'll catch up with you in about 2 weeks, I'd reckon. Next council meeting's in 2 weeks, yeah?
No.
It's no. Not,
but we'll have a workshop, so I might be able to talk to you about things from there.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Beautiful.
All right. Alison Jarman, Devonport Mayor. This is 7AD.